deux, trois, quatre.
A while of student safety, he left three prefects in charge of the bonfire of recorders, which he lit in the schoolyard. He strode into the staff room to applause. They knew today's the day that he had finally been awarded. 15 ukuleles for the school. 50 untried music teaching tools. 15 chances he could get the song. 'Cause it's easy and it's fun. The other teachers opened their doors so that they could sing along. The parents made a fuss at the PTA until the classicist headmaster found himself begrudged to say, "We need 30 ukuleles urgently. 30 ukuleles to fulfill forecasted needs. If it carries on like this, we'll end up cancelling PE. Bring me 30 ukuleles ASAP." Schools in the same authority were soon following their lead. Music shops ran out of stock as it spread through families. Their appeal was by no means unanimous. There were a lot of strong letters in the local press from concert music buffs saying, "Ban these ukuleles right away. They're not a proper instrument. They're too easy to play. They're too portable, affordable, open to anyone. Ban these ukuleles. They look like fun. Well, of course nobody listens to this miserable elite. For too long the sound of strumming rang through every street. And though I woke to find it was a dream, it could become reality. The only thing we need is a single ukulele to begin. To see why ukulele players wear such silly grins. Then 100, then 1,000, until suddenly we find we've got a million ukuleles and a million smiles. Oh, a million ukuleles playing time. A million ukuleles from Isle of Wight to Isle of Skye. We need a million signatures, a million letters to MP saying a million ukuleles.
We'd like them, please. A million ukuleles, a million open hearts, a million. Time.